Remember what the commandment says? You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Listen out for people who are telling lies in this passage, okay? Mark chapter 14, verse 53 says this. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days we will build another, not made with hands. Yet even then, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses? He asked. You've heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, prophesy! And the guards took him and beat him. One more reading in the New Testament. It's in Colossians chapter 3. It's on page 1184. Listen out for this instruction about if we're to tell the truth, about how we're to speak as Christians, as followers of Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 9. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Amen. This is God's word to us this morning. Grown-ups, keep your Bible open at Colossians chapter 3. That'd be really good. I'll just move this back a wee bit. I want to start this morning by saying the words of the ninth commandment together. Okay? Everyone, that all right? Okay? On three, one, two, three. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Great. Now, I know that there are some complicated words in that, especially for some of the younger ones here. So what I've done this morning is I've tried to write out the words in a way that you might be able to better understand what's going on. Here's what I think this command is saying. Do not lie to get others into trouble. Do not lie to get others into trouble. Do you know what these are? Anyone know what these are? Chocolate biscuits. Does anyone like chocolate biscuits? One or two people. Now, when I was growing up, sometimes my mum would give me a chocolate biscuit. But we all know that one chocolate biscuit is never enough, is it? And so sometimes I would ask her, could I have another chocolate biscuit? And she would say, no, because you'll not eat your lunch. And so when she wasn't looking, maybe she was busy doing something, what would I do? I'd sneak into the kitchen to where the biscuits are and help myself to another biscuit. Then she would come back and say, did you have another chocolate biscuit? And I would say, no, it was my brother. I wonder if anyone has ever done that. I wonder if you've ever lied to get yourself out of trouble and maybe put someone else in trouble. Do you know, that's breaking the ninth commandment. That's breaking the ninth. That is a sin, and God hates our sin. At school, you might be playing with a toy, And maybe by accident, or maybe you meant it, you break the toy. And you might panic, and the teacher might come back and say, "Who broke that toy?" And of course you'll say, "It wasn't me. It was Tricia." You lie to get yourself out of trouble and get someone else into trouble. Boys and girls, grown-ups, followers of the Lord Jesus are not to lie. We are to tell the truth. Whether that's what people call white lies. Now, boys and girls, you may not have heard that term. Often grown-ups think, if I just tell a little lie and it doesn't really do any harm, it's not really a lie, it's still a lie. Or whether you tell a great big fat whopper, like, "I didn't have a chocolate biscuit, it was my brother," it's still a lie. We've still broken the ninth commandment. Now, to help us think about this a little bit this morning, I want to tell you about two teams. On one side is the truth team, and on the other side is the lies team. And all of us in this room, however young or however old we are on one of these two sides, the truth team or the lies team. Now, the Lord Jesus wants everyone to be on the truth team, but the truth is, we've not always done it. I want to tell you some things this morning, first of all, about the truth team. The leader of the truth team is the Lord Jesus. He's the leader. He's the one who wants us to tell the truth. He's the one who wants our words to be good words, not to hurt people, but to do them good. And the Lord Jesus really, really, really loves the truth. Imagine I stood up every week, and instead of telling you to get your Bible open, I said, "Let's talk about carrots. I love carrots. If they're raw, they're nice and crunchy. And if they're cooked, oh, they're so tasty. I love carrots, and I want you to love carrots. Carrots are good for you. In fact, next week, when you come to church, bring carrots." Okay? Instead of refreshments, a drink, or tea or coffee after church, we're only going to serve carrot juice. Okay? And we're getting rid of the biscuits. All we're going to serve up is carrots. What would you say was important to me if that's what I talked about all the time? What? Sorry? It's pretty easy, isn't it? Yeah. My words show what's important to me. Now, if all I ever spoke about was school, if I say, "Oh, no." But imagine that all I ever spoke about was school, about how great my lessons are, and how great my teachers are, and how great school dinners are, even the corridors at school are brilliant. What would you say was important to me? School. Our words show what's important to us. Now, if the Lord Jesus is the leader of the truth team, and the Lord Jesus loves the truth, what do you think, if we were to look and listen to the words of Jesus, what do you think would be important to him? Truth. Truth. The Lord Jesus loves the truth. He always tells the truth. He never says, "I didn't have that other chocolate biscuit, but my brother did." He always speaks the truth. He never gossips about anyone. He never speaks untruthfully. There's a little phrase in John's Gospel that's used to describe the Lord Jesus. It's a brilliant little phrase. It says that the Lord Jesus is full of grace and truth. The Lord Jesus is full of truth. Here's a bottle of water this morning. It is full. It's not half filled with water. It's not got a little bit of water in it. It is full of water. And if I was unkind, I'd squirt it and show you. The Lord Jesus is full of truth. He's not got a little bit of the truth in him. He's not half filled with truth. He is full of truth. All his words are true. When he came to earth, do you know what he told people? The truth. the truth. Hands in the air if you are aged under 30. Hands in the air. Okay? Okay. Hands in the air if you've ever been under 30. Okay? That's everyone. Now, if you're a bit older than 30 and you can remember that far back, or if you're under 30 just now, there was a time the Lord Jesus was the same age as you. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus had other brothers and sisters, that he lived in a village. He would have had friends that he played with. But the Lord Jesus never told a lie to get himself out of trouble and to get someone else into trouble. He never said, James took the last biscuit when it was him that took it. He never said, Ben broke that toy, it wasn't me, when it was him. He never told a lie to his mum. Jesus is the leader of the truth team because he always tells the truth. What that means is that we can always trust what Jesus says, even when that's really, really hard to do it. No one else ever tells us the truth all the time, only the Lord Jesus. Now, boys and girls, grown-ups, if there's a leader of the truth team, and it's the Lord Jesus, and he always tells the truth, I need to tell you about the lies team. Because there's a leader of the lies team as well. And it's the devil. The devil. The Lord Jesus says that the devil is a liar. He's the father of liars. He loves to lie. The devil doesn't love the truth. He hates truth. He loves to get people into trouble with God. He uses his lies to drive people like us away from God. The devil hates what is true, hates the Lord Jesus, and will do everything he can to help us not to believe what Jesus says is true. I need you to remember this big thing. Okay, I'm going to come back to this. I need you to remember that the captain of the truth team, the Lord Jesus, is much more powerful than the devil. Remember that. Keep that in your head. Tuck that away. Because there's something else I've got to tell you today. I've got to be really, really honest with you. There have been times, lots of times, where I've been on this team. There's lots of times I've played for the lies team, where I've not told the truth. And that's made me sad as I thought about it this week. I'm going to ask some questions that I asked myself this week. I'm going to ask them out loud. I don't want you to shout out your answer out loud. I want you to speak the answer quietly in your head. Okay? Have you ever used your words to hurt other people? I have. Have you ever lied to get yourself out of trouble? I have. Have I ever lied to get someone else into trouble? Yeah. Have my words always been kind and true? Grown-ups, have you ever been involved in gossip or slander? Whether or not it was true and someone's name was dragged through the dirt, what the ninth commandment does, it shows us that we are all broken this command. It shows that all of us at some point have played for the lies team. And we might not like it, we might not want to admit it, but whose side does that put us on? The devil's side. Yeah. That's right, Jamie. When I was a little boy, there was another phrase, there was a little rhyme people used to say. I don't know if people say it now, but it went like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names or words, depending on what part of the country you're from, but words will never hurt me. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true. Okay? Now, if you don't know what that means, it was supposed to mean that if someone was saying bad stuff about you, it wasn't supposed to hurt as much as a punch in the face. It's not true. Words can really hurt me. Stories about us can really hurt us and damage us for a long, long time. Do you know what the Bible says about how you speak, about the use of your mouth, your tongue? Compares our tongues to a little spark, a little flame. But you know what that can cause? Huge forest fires. The littlest spark can create huge blazes. And so it is if we don't use our mouths the way the Lord Jesus wants us to. So often my name is on the lies team. I've broken this command. I deserve to be punished by God for my lies, for my bad words. God made me to tell the truth. God made all of us to tell the truth. But so often I've been a liar and I've hurt people with my words and I've lied to get myself out of trouble and someone else into trouble. But I've got good news, because the leader of the truth team is more powerful than the devil. And the amazing thing about the leader of the truth team is that he came to rescue and change liars like me. In Mark chapter 14, we read it. Lots of lies were told about the Lord Jesus. So many lies were told about him that the liars couldn't even get the story straight. And as he died, the Bible says, he went to the cross and he died, taking the punishment that my lies, our lies, deserve. In fact, at the cross, the Lord Jesus was treated like he was on that team, the lies team. He faced completely the punishment that my lies deserve. But here's the amazing thing, because the Lord Jesus is so powerful, he rose again from the dead. And the Bible promises that as I ask him to forgive my lies, forgive my sins, then he says, you're not on the lies team anymore. You're on the truth team. All of us. When we trust in the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, as we admit that we've made mistakes, yes, and we've lied, and we say, I need forgiveness from Jesus, he'll rescue us. He'll help us to change sides. And that is true no matter what age we are, whether young or old. Well, having been rescued, having been brought over from the lies team to the truth team, there's one more thing I want to tell you today. And it's this, that the Lord Jesus wants us to speak the truth. People on the truth team, we are to be those who speak the truth. Now, some people this year, or in the past year, have moved house. Some people in the coming months, they're going to move house. Now, if you were to move house, what things would be new? Have a think about that, okay? What things would be new? Discuss it with the person next to you. What would be new if you were to move house? What would change? Okay, what would change? What would be new? New neighbors? New address?
New room.
New room. Yeah, you get a whole house in new rooms. Yeah. Now, if you want to move city or town or village, you might need to go to a new school. You might get new friends. When the Lord Jesus rescues us from the lies team, all sorts of things change. Colossians 3 verse 9 says this. Do not lie to each other. Since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Colossians 3 is telling us we've changed team. We're not in the lies team anymore. We're not to lie to get ourselves out of trouble and others into trouble. We're not to use our words to hurt people. We're to tell the truth. We're to be like our leader, the Lord Jesus, who loves the truth, who always speaks the truth to us, and he promises to help us tell the truth. Do you know the best thing that we can ever speak to anyone about? The Lord Jesus. That is the best thing we can ever speak about, whether that's to each other or to our friends. He's the best topic to speak about in the whole world, the best thing to use our mouths to speak about. But of course, it's not like every conversation is going to be about the Lord Jesus. There's lots of other things that we speak about. And as I close, I want to just share with you something helpful that an older Christian said to me once about how we use our mouths now that we're on the truth team. See, before we speak, something we should always think about is this. Is what I'm about to say true? Is it true? Put this here. Am I telling the truth? Did I really break that toy or did someone else? And we own up to it. We don't lie to get ourselves out of trouble and someone else into trouble. We tell the truth. Something else to think about before we speak. Is this a loving thing to say? So lots of things you can say are true. Doogie, you're fat. Doogie, you're baldy. But is that a loving thing to say? No. Thank you, Jamie. Okay? The Lord Jesus always wants us to speak the truth. But he also always wants us to speak in a way that shows we love other people. The last thing is this. Do I need to say this? Do I need to say this? There will be times the best thing that we can say is nothing. So before we open our mouths, we think, is it true? Is this loving? Do I need to say it? One more thing. Now that I'm on the truth team, now that anyone who loves Jesus is on the truth team, does that mean we'll never lie ever again? Is that true for the people in here who are Christians? No. So what happens when we do lie? We must remember this. We've got to say sorry to Jesus quickly. Anytime we sin, we've got to say sorry to Jesus quickly. And Jesus will be quick to forgive. And if we've hurt someone with our words, find them and say sorry. Be quick to do that as well. What have we learned about the ninth commandment this morning? Well, the Lord Jesus is the leader of the truth team. So often I've been on the lies team, but the Lord Jesus rescues us and brings us onto his truth team. And then we've got to be those who speak the truth in a way that is kind, in a way that is necessary. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank you that the Lord Jesus always tells us the truth. And he promised to us that if we confess our sins, if we admit that we are guilty and come to him for forgiveness, then we will be completely forgiven. We're sorry for the times we've lied, the times we've used our words to hurt others. Please forgive us. Help us to speak the truth, to consider before we open our mouths, is this true? Is this a loving thing to say? Do I need to say this? Father, in this local church, help us to speak truthfully, lovingly to one another. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.